Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Who not to vote for? This is my column for the New Conservative of the 14th of April, 2024. Choosing who to vote for has never been a problem for me. When I was a long-haired student and member of the Labour Party, I duly voted Labour and continued doing so for many years until I saw the light. That particular light was Margaret Thatcher. I started out hating her, like all idealistic lefties were supposed to do, and ended up loving her. The change was brought about by marriage, kids and a mortgage, otherwise known as reality. I was a staff nurse in the NHS, where I started in 1987, and by 1989, with a combination of pay rises and clinical grading, my salary had doubled. Simultaneously, Maggie got inflation and interest rates under control, as well as the trade unions and the Argentinians. The point is that the benefits of having a Conservative government were tangible, and that made all the difference. Taking my franchise seriously, I continue to make every effort to vote in local and general elections and in the referendum over membership of the EU. Mostly, I have voted Conservative, but occasionally, when more pressing issues were at stake, and bearing in mind that voting Conservative in my constituency is like trying to stop the tanks on Tiananmen Square, I've voted for other smaller parties to make sure that at least I exercised my right to vote. We will soon be asked to vote in local elections, and when Rishi finally realises that the game is up, a general election. The former is a foregone conclusion here. We will get one form of infantile left whingism or another, Labour or Lib Dem. I've voted for both and neither on several occasions. Both parties have taken up causes affecting me locally, and I was especially impressed by the local Labour chap who waded in physically, to take videos of some of our local cultural enrichers who had decided that a nearby social centre was their preserve in which to play loud Middle Eastern music until the early hours. Where the police failed to act, he had it stopped immediately. But turning to the general election, the real one, things get complicated. There's not a chance that I will vote Conservative. In fact, I may never vote Conservative again, given my advanced years and the fact that turning around the woke left-wing juggernaut that now constitutes the Conservative and Unionist Party is a work of Sisyphean proportions. But there's more. I will never forgive the Conservative Party and all who sail in her for their craven cowardice in the face of the fake pandemic, whereby they locked us down, socially distanced us, masked us up and jabbed us with an experimental gene therapy that's now wreaking havoc with people's health across the world. That, and the fact that they continue to double down on their decisions and rewarded the people who advised them to do it. No, sirree, no more Tory votes from me. Labour will win the next election resoundingly. It's said repeatedly that all Keir Starmer has to do is not drop the Ming vase, and he's in. Frankly, he could drop his pants in public and still win the election. I've toyed with the idea of voting for them just to make sure that the Conservative Party get a bloody nose and don't return to the ballot before they've completely reformed, divested of every vestige of wokeness, and developed some policies which put Britain first, reduce taxes, and improve living standards for those who are willing to work. That, and reducing the number of immigrants, legal and illegal, in the country. And if that involves inviting a few to return to the utopias from whence they came, so be it. I don't give much thought to Keir Starmer, I prefer not to, but when I look at what is on offer in my constituency, any thoughts of voting Labour dissipate. Our MP is the loathsome Dame Diana Johnson. She is capricious, having told me to my face how much she approves of graduate nursing education, my job for the best part of 40 years, yet says exactly the opposite in Parliament, as evidenced in Hansard. But her recent push to allow women, in the process of pushing out their bambino, to change their minds and instead allow the medical staff to crush its skull, slice it into pieces, and then hoover it out and down the sluice, is beyond the pale, or the other kind of pale, if that's where they put aborted fetuses. She knows where I live and what I think and never calls when canvassing on our street. Then we have the minority parties. I signed up to Lawrence Fox's Reclaim Party, but he seems to have lost interest. I'm greatly impressed by David Curtin's Heritage Party, but they will never field candidates where I live. That leaves Reform and the SDP.
I would vote Reform in a heartbeat given their policies, but despite him agreeing to be interviewed by our editor-in-chief, I was unimpressed at Richard Tice's unswerving and continued support for the COVID vaccine rollout and his subsequent bloodlust over Reform candidates called out by that middle-of-the-road organisation, Hope Not Hate. He clearly misreads the voting public. On the one hand, nobody with an ounce of wokeness in them will ever vote Reform, whatever he does. On the other hand, his genuine constituency will vote enthusiastically for anyone pilloried by Hope Not Hate. What we need at this turning point in our history is bigots, if bigoted means putting your country first. I like William Clouston and the SDP, but they never field candidates in my constituency. I will never have to decide whether to vote for them. We will have the usual array of lunatics on the ballot who don't mind losing their deposits and the Yorkshire Independence Party. Tempting as it may be to declare UDI in Yorkshire, I cannot see that working. I've never spoiled my ballot paper before, but since we don't have the provision for write-in candidates like they do in the USA, or the provision to vote for none of the above, I fear I may be heading for my first spoiled ballot paper. Unless anyone has any better ideas. Those are my opinions. Unlike Groucho Marx, I don't have any others.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.